Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And one of the things that has made this the greatest nation on God's green earth has been the ability to run free and fair and peaceful elections. It's something we used to be proud of. And now, even after all of the turmoil and the upset and the riots on January 6th and the sacking of the Capitol building and the threats to hang Mike Pence and then to do even worse to Nancy Pelosi, here we have approaching the election the attack on the Pelosi home in San Francisco. Paul Pelosi, Nancy's 82-year-old husband, is recovering from brain surgery. He was attacked with a hammer. With all of that going on, there's a very profound question that A.B. Stoddard, the associate editor of Real Clear Politics, former associate editor for The Hill, has a very important question to ask, which is, will the GOP call for calm and peace on Election Day? A.B., thank you for joining us on the show again. Why is it particularly necessary for the Republicans, above the Democrats or independents or anybody else, to try to make a commitment to calm and peace?
Well, what we're seeing from election officials all over the country, and we have since November of 2020, are reports about people who question the 2020 election either coming in with peaceful and reasonable requests or having this run the gamut all the way to altercations where election workers are afraid for their lives, they face threats, they are increasing their own security most of the time at their own cost, and they've quit in droves. Most all of these confrontations come from people who believe President Trump's election lie. And they have been doing things, again, within their rights some of the time to make requests about documents from 2020, to make requests to preserve them from 2022, threatening to potentially sue after this election, hounding these officials as they get ready for this election, in what some of them have described as a denial of service attack that's meant to destabilize the system, but it has also gone all the way into, you know, real threats for people's security. And so our government is anticipating some potential danger on and around Election Day. And this is largely threats coming from the right. And so while I said in my piece, President Biden could certainly say something and call for calm, I don't know that followers of Donald Trump's big lie would be listening if President Biden said that. I do think if some Republican said something that they would.
And in terms of a Republican saying something, Senator Ben Sasse, who apparently is leaving the Senate to become president of the University of Florida, but Ben Sasse of Nebraska issued the following statement just a couple of hours ago. He said, Melissa and I are praying for the Pelosi family. As we wait to hear more, every single American needs to be lowering the temperature. This is increasingly obvious. Disturbed individuals easily succumb to conspiracy theories and rage. The consequences are bloody and un-American. When you anticipate the possibility of bloody and un-American interferences with the electoral process, have you thought about something in mind that you find particularly disquieting as a possibility?
Well, First of all, I'm hoping that with the resources and planning of federal governments and state and local governments, I mean, of the federal government and state and local governments, we can protect everybody. Maybe that's too optimistic, but with warnings, with, you know, again, with planning, I'm hoping that everyone will be safe and that people will be calm and peaceful towards election officials and fellow voters. But the problem is this, some kind of altercation where people want to come in and observe things that they're not supposed to be observing, or they make accusations about something they might believe is happening that, you know, they just read on some Facebook group. And we know how these things start. There was never any evidence that passed court muster or the muster of the Department of Homeland Security or the Department of Justice in the 2020 election, and we have millions of people who believe it was stolen. So it wouldn't take much for someone to accuse election officials, and many people are, you know, planning to bring their weapons to these balloting stations, and we don't want anyone to feel intimidated, whether they're a voter or an election worker, and we also don't want any altercation that could end in any physical violence. So that's obviously what we don't want, is any harm or injury or bloodshed. But the threats increased so much across the spectrum. Obviously, this man last night was looking for Nancy Pelosi and wanted to kill her with a hammer. Susan Collins, a senator from Maine, she told the New York Times a month ago, "I will not be surprised if a House member or a senator gets killed." And so we are in an era of escalating political violence that really can't be denied. It's unpatriotic to ignore it and to deny it.
And if you were advising, first of all, I don't think it's likely we're going to hear it, to the extent that Donald Trump is the most conspicuous leader of the Republican Party, I don't think we're going to be hearing anything from him on this subject. We may be hearing from on the other side, calling for demonstrations or protests if there's a disappointing outcome from a Republican point of view. But who do you think would carry the credibility or the force to actually make some public statement like this? Some collection of Republicans, perhaps, who could come out and suggest how important it is that we do what Senator Sass just said, which is lower the temperature.
I think that's a very good question. I was very pleased, Michael, this afternoon to see tweets from Lindsey Graham to Mitch McConnell, to even Matt Gaetz of Florida renouncing violence and Ted Cruz wishing Paul and Nancy Pelosi well. And I think that they could take it further this weekend and say, we hope for a peaceful, calm election day everywhere. Every ballot station and every precinct in every state in this great land. And I don't think that's partisan. And I think that they could be joined by Ronna McDaniel, the head of the RNC. And I think people could make an effort to say this is a terrible occurrence and development, not just for the family of the Pelosi family, but for our country, that this attack happened to the Speaker's husband and was meant for Speaker Pelosi. And we hope, as we come together in just 10 days to place our final votes in this midterm election, that everybody seeks peace. I think it would be very effective. It doesn't have to include Donald Trump. It could include Governor Youngkin, who's running around trying to help candidates, who said something very awkward today that is really inappropriate, made a joke about this event. He said there's no place for violence, but we'd like to send her back to be with him, he said about Paul and Nancy Pelosi. Brian Kemp running for governor of Georgia. He has been, you know, he's going to sail to reelection. He's a great governor, very popular, and stood up to Donald Trump after his own state audited their elections. I think he could say something too. I think it would help a united front.
And by the way, I think it would help if Democratic leaders joined, if it was something genuinely bipartisan. It should be something Americans can agree on. They can also agree on reading the important piece by A.B. Stoddard. It's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the markets up very sharply today. There's an 828 point gain on the Dow. I mean, it's just, go figure. I can't figure it out. And then all of a sudden, there's a piece written by William Power for the Wall Street Journal, which, of course, is always a source of guidance in the financial world. The headline for the piece is, Brace for Financial Doom. Today, brace for financial doom, a day when the market's up 828 points. The full headline, brace for financial doom, the Phillies are in the World Series. World Series starts tonight. When a Philadelphia team wins, calamity often follows. Remember 2008? Well, I do. I mean, basically, the Phillies, when I was growing up, they had only been to two World Series, 1915, where they lost in five games. They only won one game. And 1950. And 1950, they were swept by the Yankees. And, okay, here's the story. The Philadelphia Phillies are in the World Series. Hold on to your wallets. When Philadelphia baseball teams do well in a pattern that has held for more than a century, financial markets tend to strike out. It started with the old Philadelphia Athletics before they left town and moved to Kansas City. Their 1929 championship preceded the stock market crash and the Great Depression. In 1980, the Phillies won their first World Series, and a recession raged right through 1983, when the team again got to the final round and lost. The Phils won the World Series a second time in 2008, and boom, a home run financial crisis. Now the scrappy Phils will be back on the big stage against the favored Houston Astros. And if it is as if this struggling economy already knew it was going to be in trouble. The Astros must save America's economy, tweeted one follower of the finance-focused Morning Brew newsletter, which commented on the historical phenomenon in September, even before the Phillies had made the playoffs. Another lamented the Phillies' victory on Sunday over the San Diego Padres, which vaulted them into the World Series. Headline, Padres could have stopped the incoming recession. Of course, this analysis has as much scientific basis as the Phillies' claim that the Philly fanatic mascot is actually a large flightless bird from the Galapagos Islands. But investors, especially in rough markets, like to think there is dark magic causing their pain rather than simply the fundamentals of the economy or their bad bets. And sports fans don't mind anything that seems to throw a little cold water on Philadelphia. So now we have the Phillies indicator. In 2008, when the Phils were on their way to a championship, the Philadelphia Inquirer wondered if a victory could be a harbinger of economic doom. Locally based analysis of serious-minded Moody's Economy.com postulated then that the team's success could be a leading economic indicator and a negative indicator. Mark Zandi, chief economist at what is now called Moody's Analytics, speculates that because the Phillies have won the World Series so few times, when they do, it is clear that something is off the rails in the cosmos. As a Philadelphia native, he says he will cheer a Phillies championship, but I will also be buckling in. What does Citizen Financial Group think? The Phillies Stadium, Citizens Bank Park, is named after its retail banking arm. Might winning at baseball mean losing at finance? Coincidences are interesting, but sliding into a possible downturn has nothing to do with the Phillies, says Bruce Van Sauer, who was chairman and chief executive officer of Citizens after praising the team's grit. We look forward to hosting a World Series victory while continuing to root for our economy. So let's follow that, because it's very dramatic. We will see what happens to the market on Wednesday, particularly if the Phillies actually end up winning the first two games of the World Series. but we will see about that. Concerning winning the election that is coming up, here is Jake Tapper on CNN speaking about what Democrats can actually feel as time is going on. This is clip 9.
Election Day is only 12 days away, but many Democratic officials seem to believe, barring some major seismic event, control of the House of Representatives is all but gone. Democrats can feel the House seats slipping through their fingers, as some experts project Republicans could pick up maybe even 30 seats, and they only need 5 to win back the majority. Some in the Democratic Party are already performing pre-autopsies.
Okay. is that a little premature? Look, they could lose the New York governorship. That's exciting to me. Let's go to Jim in Atlanta. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Well, Michael, if the will the Democrats come out and condemn this, or will they be too scared of the woke mob to do that? And a second question is, if they are too scared to come out from the woke because of the wokes, will that discourage the Republicans from coming out and denouncing it?
You mean the Pelosi attack?
Yes.
Everybody has condemned the Pelosi attack. I mean, Matt Gaetz has condemned it, and Ted Cruz has condemned it. And the condemnations have been wishing the best to the Pelosi family, and it's a moment of bipartisanship. So I'm hoping the only person who was in any trouble at all, as A.B. Stoddard mentioned on the air, was Glenn Youngkin, was campaigning for a Virginia challenger to Abigail Spanberger, who's a congresswoman in Virginia. And Youngkin said, "We wish a speedy recovery. I'm sorry this happened. We wish a speedy recovery to Paul Pelosi. And we hope that we can send Nancy back to him in California," which under the circumstances was a little bit tasteless. In behalf of Governor Youngkin, I do think that it's notable that that was early on with this story coming out, when people did not yet know how seriously Paul Pelosi was injured, and with serious head injuries, which are always serious, but especially when you're 82. So, Jim, I think your question is well taken, but obviously this kind of conspiracy-minded violence is so appalling, it should be condemned in any circumstance. It should be strongly condemned, as the justice system has done, regarding January 6th as well. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is heading to San Francisco after her husband was attacked at their home in the city. A family member added Paul Pelosi was still in surgery. The man accused of attacking the speaker's husband with a hammer is facing an attempted homicide charge. This as police officers who responded to the assault are being praised by San Francisco's police chief.
I'd like to thank the responding officers for their swift action this morning.
Chief Bill Scott also commending an emergency dispatcher for her work. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is entering its ninth month, and Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh announces that the Defense Department is sending another $275 million to Ukraine. Singh adds the Biden administration has given Ukraine over $18.5 billion in total aid. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, we were talking earlier today about what David Brooks at the New York Times calls the rising tide of global sadness, which is all kinds of studies and even a new book coming out about why people over the last 10 to 15 years have actually become more morose, more negative, less optimistic. There's a new Gallup poll that shows that Americans are less optimistic about their children than we ever have been. Ever have been. And why is that the case? I think there is a sense of things falling apart. And there are two stories that highlight that. And by the way, you can't blame the Phillies for that. I'm not the only one, and it's not just because I am a Philadelphia native. But against the Astros, with their background of cheating, you gotta love the underdog Phillies in this World Series. Anyway, the stock market notwithstanding. There's a headline in the Olympian, which is the newspaper for Olympia, which is the state capital here in the state of Washington. And it reports on basically something that's been happening in a lovely town in Thurston County, which is near Olympia. And it says that in September, someone broke into a box that is used to safely dispose of syringe needles and then dumped all of them into a bathroom sink at Huntamer Park in Lacey, Washington. More than 100 cases of graffiti, vandalism, and thefts have been reported at Lacey City Parks this year. These totals are much higher than in recent years, said Jamie Oakland, who was the city's parks maintenance supervisor. The parks and facilities staff have devoted about 370 hours to addressing the problems. But if you include other city departments that help out, such as the Rapid Response Team for Public Works, then the total hours are 690, a 200% increase over a five-year average. Hopefully this is an anomaly and not a trend, said the director of the city's parks maintenance. A city staff has spent $30,000 so far this year to addressing some of the damage. The costs are going to grow to $36,000. So far this year, there have been 108 incidents, 84 cases of graffiti. And this is a small town. 17 incidents of vandalism and 7 thefts. During 4th of July week, fireworks were detonated in a portable bathroom at Bush Park. A dumpster was set on fire at Rainier Vista Park. And someone shoved a pocket knife into an electric meter at the Wonderwood Park bathroom. In September, someone broke into a box that is used to safely dispose of syringe needles and dumped all of them into a Huntamer bathroom sink. Holman Park was tagged with graffiti 9 separate times, which prompted the city to close bathrooms to the public. At a rate of once a month, someone unspools toilet paper and sets it on fire at a Lacey Park. Some suspects have been caught and trespassed from the parks. The city forwards incidents to the police department. In one case, a middle school student was caught tagging objects with graffiti, but rather than prosecute, the city manager discussed restarting a graffiti and litter abatement program. Okay, this is appalling, and the one thing you can say about it is, okay, Lacey, Washington, is far worse in Portland. And there is a piece in the Free Beacon that starts by quoting an Oregon voter named Terry. She says, "I don't like the Democratic approach to anything that's happening." She lives with her husband outside of Salem and dropped her Democratic Party affiliation 2 years ago. "I used to be a Democrat for 40 years. Like many voters who spoke with the Washington Free Beacon, Terry is fed up with President Joe Biden and Oregon Governor Kate Brown. She said both have attempted to woo progressives with policies that undermine public safety and continued to contribute to record inflation. I want law and order. I want people who have committed crimes to be prosecuted. Amen to that," she said before gesturing to her liberal friend seated next to her. "We must help for those who need it, not help for everybody like this administration is doing, just handing out money willy-nilly." That dissatisfaction is threatening Democratic gubernatorial Tina Kotek's chances in Oregon, where voters rank crime and the economy as their two top concerns. Residents' talk often centers on Portland, where Kotek lives. She's been the Speaker of the State Assembly in Oregon, the State House of Representatives. She is the first speaker to be openly gay and married. It's long been Portland, of course, a hotbed of far-left activism in Oregon. Anti-police protests inspired by the killing of George Floyd gripped the city for over 100 days in 2020, with rioters damaging businesses and clashing violently against local law enforcement and federal law enforcement. 100 days in a row. Data for Progress, a left-wing think tank, found 2 years later that 62% of voters want to see more police in their communities. Terry said, "When I drive through Portland, I'm scared. I didn't used to be scared, but I'm scared now." 60% of Oregon voters want police to step up enforcement against quality of life offenses such as public urination, which apparently is completely out of control, and homeless encampments. The October Data for Progress poll revealed 52% of Oregon voters now trust Republicans to handle crime better than Democrats. 48% favor Republicans to restore the economy. In an effort to win back support, Kotek, the Democratic nominee against Christine Drazen, who's going to be the next governor, has tried to distance herself from her progressive past, but the tactic hasn't fooled those who spoke with the Free Beacon. When asked where to find Kotek supporters, they pointed to, quote, the vegan restaurants in Salem. That's the state capital. Look, the idea that things are breaking down everywhere, that it's controversial to ask homeless people to leave metro cars, train cars, in California, in Los Angeles area, at midnight. I mean, for goodness sake, it used to be that the only people on metro cars were coyotes. They had a problem with that with the light rail in Portland. They had coyotes going onto the cars. Well, now coyotes won't come in there because it's too filled with homeless people. And there clearly needs to be a national focus. And it's honestly something that impacts absolutely everybody, is fix our schools, fix our cities, give people more initiative to take the steps that are necessary, and for God's sake, to stop the graffiti and the vandalism. And they talk about the youthful offenders who are caught doing graffiti. It's one of the reasons that the, quote, slavery initiatives that are on the ballot in seven states coming up, where they would outlaw any states that condemn prisoners to do work. For people who are actually arrested, and they should be, for littering, chronic littering, or for graffiti, for vandalism, why not have those people required to do some of the work to clean up the mess that they create? And to get serious about restoring not just law, but order. In order, there are films this week that are very good, one of them, excellent, one of them, and one of them absolutely appalling and terrible. I'll tell you which is which coming up. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, looking forward to a wonderful weekend. I hope that you are. I hope that everything goes well for the World Series. Alas, the Mariners not in there. But with Monday being Halloween, we will be talking Monday a little bit about the scariest movies of all time. And I'll give you my one best horror pick. And we'll be talking about more of the dimensions of the Halloween holiday on Monday. But for this weekend, there are actually a couple of extraordinarily good movies and one that is totally pathetic. This, the latest from Hollywood. Okay, one of the movies that is very much worth seeing is a film called Till. The name doesn't mean until, it means till as a name. Emmett Till was a 14-year-old boy from Chicago who was visiting his great uncle down in Mississippi when he was brutally tortured and lynched in 1955. The movie is really not his story, though he makes an appearance. It's the story of his mother, because Emmett was her only child. And there's a truly remarkable actress, and one who I think will almost certainly get Oscar recognition, whose name is Danielle Detweiler. And she insists, for instance, that her son, and this is all true, be buried in an open casket so people could see the unspeakable mutilation, and you do see it on film, the mutilation of her poor son's face after his killing. Listen.
This was my boy, Emmett Till.
Can I at least just fix him up a bit?
No, they have to see it for themselves.
You tell me, Mamie, how is risking your life going to help them?
Those pictures of your son change people's lives.
The lynching of my son has shown me that what happens to any of us, anywhere in the world, had better be the business of us all.
Okay, it's impossible not to be moved by this film. It's extraordinarily well directed by a young Nigerian-American filmmaker named Chinonye Chukwu. And she also co-wrote the script. The music adds to it. It's a fine film score. It is beautifully photographed and will get serious Oscar consideration. It is very much in one note. It's a note of mourning and of indignation. But the performance by Danielle Deadwyler is so outstanding that you literally are carried through the film. There's also an appearance by an actor playing Medgar Evers, who was another civil rights hero of the 50s and 60s, who was assassinated on his own driveway in front of his children in another crime of racism. This is important history for people to know. And I think one can deepen and enrich your knowledge and experience of the entire era through watching this film. 3 stars for the excellent and admirable Till. There is another film that is completely different. It is called School for Goodness. And School for Good and Evil, in fact, which actually is about 2 girls who are basically whisked away into a magical arena that looks a little bit like Hogwarts, where instead of being divided into Slytherin and the other houses in Hogwarts, you're divided into either the School for Good or the School for Evil. And the 2 girls, who are played by young teenage stars Sophia Ann Caruso and Sophia Wiley, are deeply confused. The teachers at the academy include Charlize Theron, Kerry Washington, and Lawrence Fishburne. Listen.
We've been expecting you.
The School for Good and Evil, where the true story behind every great fairy tale begins. The School for Good trains the heroes. The School for Evil, the villains.
You're trying to tell me that Snow White and Cinderella and Jack and the Beanstalk were real?
Our graduates live the very real events which become the stories that change the world.
Okay, this is not going to change the world, this film. This film will barely keep you awake. I found myself indignant about it because it's such a waste of talent. It's based upon a series of children's books, which, based upon the film, I have no intention of recommending to anyone ever. They call it the School for Good and Evil. It's really the school for the lame and lousy. Nothing in this film works. I've never seen a truly bad performance by Charlize Theron, who's a wonderful actress. She gives one here. And the 2 young stars are charisma-free. I mean, they have suffered the devastating impact of charisma bypass surgery. They're both lame, both of the Sophias, Sophia Wiley and Sophia Ann Caruso. And there is nothing to recommend here. And not at all. The music is also tacky and lame. 1 star for the School for Good and Evil. It is a rated PG-13 because it has some, quote, fairy tale swordplay and violence in it. But really, nothing to write home about except in indignation. The final film is one of the best films of the year, I think, without any question. It is called The Good Nurse. It's based on a true story, it's based on a book, and it's a true crime story. Jessica Chastain plays a hard-working nurse who has some physical problems, has problems supporting her 2 children. She's a single mom and working very hard at a New Jersey hospital. This is 20 years ago. And she meets another colleague, another nurse who seems very dedicated. Seems like a really good nurse. He's played by Eddie Redmayne. These 2 Oscar winners, and they've both won Oscars, Eddie Redmayne and Jessica Chastain, they have a complicated relationship, but it becomes deeply complicated when Jessica Chastain, the main character, begins to suspect that that her friend is doing something unspeakably wrong and evil. Listen.
Nurse Loughran, this is Officer Braun.
Do you remember Anna Martinez?
Yeah, her death. It was sudden.
We understand that you work with a Charlie Cullen. Could he be involved in this? He's been at 9 hospitals. 9.
What do you mean? No, the hospital would have done something.
You would think so.
Yeah. Do you remember working with someone named Charlie Cullen?
Yeah.
There was a rumor about him. They found insulin in a dead guy's sailing bag.
He'd be killing people without ever touching them.
Okay, this is a true story which is extraordinarily faithful to the details. It is superb on every level. And it is directed by a Danish director named Tobias Lindholm. He was one of the people involved in the Oscar winner for foreign language film last year, Another Round, which was a remarkable film. The acting is so incredibly good, because you can feel toward all of the characters, including a character who's a true evil doer, some sympathy. And the complexity of what it means when you gradually become aware that you are encountering and in some ways enabling this monstrous evil. The Charlie Cullen, the real-life killer who the film is about, is perhaps the biggest serial killer ever, anywhere. He killed perhaps as many, we don't know the full total, as 400 people. He's still alive and in prison. The film rated very much R, obviously, with some of its intensity regarding suspected murder and the pursuit of a murderer. It is rated R and it deserves 4 stars. It's hard to imagine making a film of this subject with a comparable impact. So on Monday, it is Halloween. We will be looking back at a list that's been compiled of the 100 scariest movies of all time. I'll add my own selections to that list. We will also talk about the charge that somehow Ukraine is beginning to resemble Vietnam. Is that fair? Is that true? We'll combat those illusions and more Monday in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.